On with the news. There's a fresh clampdown on street drinkers. The city's shopping centre teases upcoming brands as a forecourt begins work, and ground has been broken on the new £4.4 million building at City College.
Bosses at the city's largest shopping centre have teased a number of upcoming brands as building work begins in the forecourt. Chantry Place shoppers may have noticed the plywood walls put up around the former Byron Burger restaurant, which closed late last year. News of its closure was soon followed by plans for Rose's Thai to take over the unit, which specialises in authentic Thai food and desserts. And now work may already be underway to convert the space behind the scenes as the Mall undergoes a number of high-profile changes. Paul McCarthy, general manager at Chantry Place, said, "Following on from the recent opening of Flannels at Chantry Place and Mango soon being added to our retailer list, we're currently investing in works to bring new brands to Chantry Square. We will announce more details as soon as we can." The City Council recently approved a bid for a new four-screen cinema at the shopping centre. Everyman Cinemas will be moving into three units at the centre, including the former Pizza Hut restaurant and the existing Escape Hunt venue on the ground floor. Clothing brand Flannels recently opened in the former Sports Direct unit, bringing luxury designer wear to the city.
Former Norwich City sporting director Stuart Webber has been hospitalised with lung problems, which ends his hopes of climbing Mount Everest. The 40-year-old Welshman had been attempting to scale the planet's highest summit in aid of his charity, the Summit Foundation, created alongside his wife Zoe, who is City's executive director, with the aim of helping youngsters from underprivileged backgrounds. However, the charity has posted a statement revealing that the climb has had to be cut short as Webber was taken to hospital. It explains that the former Canaries chief had a pulmonary edema caused by fluid accumulating in the lungs and is now recovering. Webber has raised more than £24,500 of a £50,000 target and has been training hard in recent years to take on the ambition of a lifetime. His statement concludes, "I want to thank my wife Zoe, my son Sebastian, and those closest to me who have had to suffer in recent days and make sacrifices for this cause. This part of my life is now over, as it was always a one-time goal. My aim is to recover, spend time with my family, and move on to the next chapter of my life." The former Liverpool Academy recruitment chief, who has previously worked at Wolves, QPR and Huddersfield, left Norwich in November. He masterminded two promotions to the Premier League as championship winners alongside head coach Daniel Farke in 2019 and 2021, having arrived in April 2017. He had been documenting the initial climbs in the Himalayas on his way up to Everest in recent days, with his last update saying he had felt unwell.
A push to kick street drinkers to the curb is to be expanded across the whole city. Previously, police had been given extra powers to move boozers on after a spike in complaints. A recent story in the Evening News uncovered how marauding gangs were turning Prince of Wales Road into a no-go zone. But now police have cleaned up the road, with business owners praising the new rules. If the new City Council plans are given the go-ahead, areas including Mile Cross, Lakenham and Beauthorpe will be targeted. Councillor Mike Sands said, "Public drinking is a concern in Beauthorpe, particularly in the Clover Hill area, where people have been urinating in the bushes and causing a nuisance in the street."
After more than 7 months of major disruption, all roads on the Heartsease roundabout have reopened, 2 weeks ahead of schedule. The controversial £4.4 million roundabout development began in September and was scheduled to be completed by Saturday, May the 18th, having fallen a month behind schedule. The busy roundabout had seen more than 30 safety incidents in a decade, including injuries to 15 cyclists and 8 pedestrians, prompting Norfolk County Council to secure government funding for the project. A full roundabout closure started on April the 13th as work moved into the final stages. The works fell a month behind schedule due to unexpected drainage problems earlier this year, but thanks to the favourable weather, the five-way roundabout has reopened early. Completion of the work means bus services that had previously been on diversion will return to their original routes and help to ease congestion issues in surrounding areas.
Workers have broken ground on a new building at City College Norwich. The two-storey learning centre is being built at the college's Ipswich Road campus, where it will help train more young people for careers in the construction industry. The vast majority of the funding for the project, £4 million, has come from the Department for Education's Post-16 Capacity Fund, a pot of cash designed to enhance skills in school leavers. City College is investing around £400,000 of its own funds into the project. To meet the demand for trade skills training, the building has been designed for maximum flexibility, and much of the 1,200 square metre floor space will be dedicated to electrician training. It is located next to the college's existing bricklaying and carpentry workshops, and work is expected to continue until December. Liv Bradley, head of construction at City College Norwich, said, "Seeing work start on the new skills centre is a really exciting milestone for construction training at City College Norwich. We have a comprehensive offer from entry level, multi-skills, to trade diplomas, T-levels, apprenticeships and higher apprenticeships, with our students benefiting from great support from employers in the construction sector in Norfolk."